Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hey, we made it to the end of July. We are here July 31, Penny for Your Thoughts, and it will be a sprint today on Penny for Your Thoughts, an hour for me and then an hour for Paul Rudy. And on the money, normally they're on, I think it's the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, but in this case, because we were in Chicago last week and needed both hours up there, they moved graciously to today. So they'll have the second hour on their show, Paul Rudy's On the Money, coming up at 10 o'clock today. But on Penny for Your Thoughts here in this first hour, some open line time for you. Lots of things to talk about today, lots of headlines. If there's something you want to bring up, certainly you can do that, either via the phone, 356-9397. Text line, as always, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. That was busy yesterday, 351-5357. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Some of the headlines today, fires in California, out in Northern California, up in the Redding area. I actually had a roommate in college, what is that now, 35 years ago? Something like that, who was from Redding, California. And you don't think often about anywhere north of San Francisco, but obviously the Redwoods are out there. But big fires in California, that's been a big headline. Paul Manafort trial gets underway today. The president says he's willing to talk with Iran. Julie Chen of CBS standing by her husband, who happens to be Les Moonves, facing some sexual misconduct charges. He's the chairman and CEO of CBS. Could talk about that today. Could also talk about the Big Mac turning 50. Dave touched on that a little bit on the morning show. Both Daves did. Are you going to get your Mac coin coming up on Thursday? We'll explain that. Here locally, talks continue on another property when it comes to the expansion of Champaign Central High School and all that's happening there. Of course, we've had all the talk over the summer of the potential moving of the Burnham Mansion. Turns out that's not going to happen. Obviously, some of the details on that fell through when it came to moving, or at least acquiring the property to move the Burnham Mansion to there along Church Street. So tomorrow we're going to talk to Chris Kleppel, Unit 4 School Board President, coming up a little bit early on in the show tomorrow about what's going to happen there. But they had a meeting last night. Also, the Marianne's Diner, which is right across the alley, what used to be known as Lauren Tate's road here, or a little alley that's right in between our buildings. Marianne's, who still has a couple of locations, of course, other locations around town, but the one downtown closed down. And no particular reason given for that. Yesterday, by the way, we didn't get a chance to mention this on the show. We were very busy with Justice Steigman, but yesterday was the sad anniversary, but an anniversary nonetheless, of the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. And there is one local survivor. There's just a handful left now. I think there's 14 or 15 left that have still lived to this day from that sinking on July 30th, 1945. So there was a big article in the paper yesterday about that, so you might want to check that out in the News Gazette or online as well. Bragging Rights game set for December 22nd. That's a Saturday, no time yet. And Alex Trebek, who is almost 80 years old, not quite, but speculating on who might replace him in the future on Jeopardy. He's been hosting it since 1984, and he mentions a play-by-play guy as his potential replacement. So I found that interesting. Anyway, all of those stories today, those some of the headlines. If you want to talk about those, you can. If you want to talk about something else, there's an issue you want to bring to the table, you can certainly do that here with the open line in this first hour. 909, we'll get it started with a quick open line today. Your phone calls, emails, and text, and then it'll be On the Money in hour number two as we wrap up the month of July here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Penny for your thoughts here on a Tuesday, an hour for me today, and then an hour for Paul Rudy and On the Money. Glad you're with us. 356-9397 is the phone line available to you. Also, the text line is always open, of course, 217-351-5357, and you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Woods Basement Systems was founded back in 1986 by Rick and Anna Lee Woods. And they've won several awards, of course. They're most proud of the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards. They've acquired several for their basement finishing projects and for their crawl space encapsulation. And really the biggest concern for them is if you're having an issue with your basement, no matter what it is, and we've got an issue with ours that we're going to have them work on here next month. We'll kind of update you on what happens there. But if you've got a leak, if you've got some cracks, a couple of things happen. One is those do not go away. And two, they steal value from your home, not only as you own it, but for the future. So these are things you need to take care of. And protect your home's investment. If you'd like to get a free estimate, you can certainly do that. Their number is 888-935-4333, 888-935-4333. You can go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. So with all the heavy rain we had this year, if you've had some issues and they have cropped up, I think with soil saturation and everything else that's going on when it comes to this, make sure you get this checked out. So don't stick your head in the sand. Don't think, well, it's going to go away. It'll heal itself. No, it won't. So get a free estimate. Find out what it's going to cost. They'll show you everything that'll be done, and you can certainly take advantage of their expertise. Again, that's the Woods Basement Systems. They've helped over 55,000 homeowners dating all the way back to 1986, and they're happy to help you out with your needs there. 356-9397 is our phone number. And let's see here. What's happening nationally? It's been an endless summer of wildfires in Northern California. 107 square miles, at least seven homes threatening, another 10,000 houses straddling a couple of counties out there. This is north of Redding, California, up in far Northern California. Meanwhile, the Paul Manafort trial gets underway today. A couple of different trials are actually going to take place. Jury selection set to take place. Of course, Manafort is President Trump's former campaign chairman. He'll be in federal court in Virginia for the first trial arising from the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He's accused of concealing tens of millions of dollars in income from the IRS and fraudulently obtaining millions more in bank loans. And this will be the first look at what's happening inside the Mueller investigation, although most experts say this is just, you know, a tangent trial, really. But Manafort at one time was briefly, of course, his campaign chairman. This is the first of two trials for Manafort. The second trial, scheduled for September in D.C., involves his allegations that he acted as an unregistered foreign agent for Ukrainian interests. Sedented Judiciary Committee demanding answers from federal immigration officials about the Trump administration's separation of migrant children from their families and its struggle to reunite them. And also the president's declaration of being open to meeting Iran's president without preconditions, receiving a mixed reaction on Capitol Hill. Tennessee's Bob Corker, who's been a frequent critic of the president, said the overture is fine, but only as long as the Iranians are willing to talk about, quote, being a normal country in the future. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said she thinks the outreach is a good idea. But her Democratic colleague from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, said it's another recipe for bad outcomes. So, President talking about that yesterday. And the other big news has to do with Les Moonves, who is the chairman and CEO of CBS, facing some sexual misconduct charges. His wife is Julie Chen, and she made a pretty strong statement yesterday in support of her husband in that case. And she says, some of you may be aware of what's going on in my life the last few days. She says, I've known my husband, Les Moonves, since the late 90s. I've been married to him for almost 14 years. He's a good man, a loving father, a devoted husband. I fully support my husband. Six women accused Moonves of misconduct, and in a report by Ronan Farrow in The New Yorker on Friday. They married, talking about Chen and Moonves, in 2004. She was 34, he was 55. In a statement to The New Yorker on Friday, Moonves said, I recognize there were times decades ago when I may have made some women uncomfortable by making advances He says, those were mistakes, and I regret them immensely. But I always understood and respected, he said, and abided by the principle that no means no, and I've never misused my position to harm or hinder anyone's career. He said, this is a time when we're all appropriately focused on how we improve our society, and we at CBS are committed to being part of the solution. So anyway, those are some of the big stories today, serious stories. If you want to talk about any of those, you certainly can. A little lighter note, we've talked about Big Mac. The Big Mac is turning 50 this week. What they're going to do on August 2nd is when you buy a Big Mac, they will give you a Mac coin. And with that Mac coin, you can take that in and get a free Big Mac, I think, up until the end of the calendar year. The Big Mac remains unchanged, although much of McDonald's and the rest of fast food have evolved over time. As with many of its popular and long-lasting menu items, the idea for the Big Mac came from a franchisee. I don't know about you. I didn't eat a lot of Big Macs. I don't know if I've even had more than five in my life. I was more a pounder guy. But I guess they had that special sauce and all the, you know, all the ingredients that are in the commercial. But to me, it was the sandwich was too big. And I don't know how many calories are in it, but I'm sure there's a lot. Not that there's not a lot of calories in a quarter pounder either. But 1967, Michael Jim Delegati lobbied the company to let him test the burger at his Pittsburgh restaurants. This is in kind of southwestern Pennsylvania. Later, he acknowledged the Big Mac's similarity to a popular sandwich sold by the Big Boy chain. And Delegati said this wasn't like discovering the light bulb. The bulb was already there. All I did was screw it in the socket. McDonald's agreed to let Delegati sell the sandwich at a single location on the condition he used the company's standard bun. It didn't work. He then tried a bigger sesame seed bun, and the burger soon lifted sales by more than 12%. And after similar results in other McDonald's stores, the Big Mac was added to the national menu in 1968. And the some of the other ideas from franchisees that hit the big time included the Filet-O-Fish, Egg McMuffin, Apple Pie, and the Shamrock Shake. The company, Roy Ray Kroc, said, has benefited from the ingenuity of its small businessmen who transformed the McDonald's into a global franchise in his book, Grinding It Out. So anyway, you can take advantage of that. Fast food fans around the world can get their hands on the coin starting August 2nd with a Big Mac purchase. They say more than 6.2 million Mac coins will be distributed worldwide while supplies last. And starting August 3rd, customers can cash in the coins for a free Big Mac. So I don't know if you're excited about that, but they're available to you here in a couple of days. I don't know if you know, there's a restaurant out in Pennsylvania. Anybody ever been to this? In North Huntington, Pennsylvania, the Big Mac Museum Restaurant, established in that community to honor the juicy burger. It's Big Mac sculpture 14 feet tall and 12 feet in diameter. In 2016, McDonald's division in the United Kingdom auctioned off a 740-milliliter bottle of sauce used in the burger for roughly $95 on eBay. According to the chain, McDonald's sold 1.3 billion Big Macs last year. And Mac coins will feature five unique designs, each representing a decade of the Big Mac. Some of the highlights, the 1970s, showcasing the decade's flower power, the 1980s alluding to pop art, 1990s defined by bold abstract shapes, the early 2000s specifically focusing on the technology that was at the forefront of the turn of the century, and this decade, McCoin calling attention to the evolution of communication. So anyway, there you go, the Big Mac, 50 years old. 922 here on DWS. We will come back with more. We'll take a break and get your thoughts on the topics of the day. Open line time here today, and then On the Money tomorrow morning. We'll have some open line time as well, and also Chris Kleppel from Unit 4 talk about what's happening there. And then Jim Dye comes your way on Thursday in the second hour. We'll have a show on Friday, and then I'll be off for a couple of days early next week. I think Mary Schenck's going to do a show, Scott Beatty's going to do a show, and then I'll be back at the middle of next week. Got to get some time in before football season. 9:23, back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this. Hope you had a good night's sleep last night. If you did not and you're looking for a place that can maybe help you with that, Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. Of course, Big Mike name off. He has This Is It Furniture and also Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. They're onto the same roof at Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Mike's been a wonderful contributor in our community with all kinds of charities, Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Clubs, Crisis Nursery, Kiwanis Tom Jones Challenger League. He helped pitch there a couple of weeks ago for us in the game at Eichelberger Field, so he's been heavily involved. But he also wants you to get a great night of sleep. The Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop can do that. They have this reveal machine. I don't know if I've told you a whole lot about it. They have 1,664 built-in sensors on the reveal machine that yield an on-screen pressure point analysis that helps visualize sleep comfort needs. And in just minutes, if you go in there, you can understand your personal sleep gesture, get recommendations, and literally try out the bed of your dreams. So important to get not just sleep, but really good sleep. And that's what the folks at Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop and Mike Namoff and his team, Christie's over there, and the Namoff family. A mattress change is a wonderful thing. A new pillow can make a big difference. They have the Z-Zone Dough Pillow Collection. I use one of those. It is very, very helpful to get a good night's sleep. You have pillows for people who get hot while sleeping. We have pillows for comfort and calming, ventilated pillows for breathable comfort. So I just hope you'll check out all the opportunities there. They've got bamboo bedding, which is very soft and silky. This is a store unlike any other you will find here in Champaign-Urbana or in central Illinois or in the Midwest for that matter. Again, it's with This Is It Furniture, but it's Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, Country Fair Shopping Center at Springfield and Mattis in Champaign. 9:27 here at DWS. Meant to mention a text I got in actually at the very end of the show on Friday. You may remember we talked about activities outside in our Flashback Friday. Jim sent me one at the very end of the show. He said, says, make sure you don't leave out riding our bikes in the wakes of the Jeep that sprayed DDT for mosquitoes. Says, of course, we didn't pay any attention to the admonitions of our parents to stay out of the mist. So thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. We got that in on the email at talk@wdws.com. Benny texts in. He says, good morning, Brian. Where do you think my Florida State Seminoles will finish in the ACC standings with Coach Willie Taggart? And do you think Miami, the Miami Hurricanes will go to a New Year's Day bowl? Boy, I don't know, Benny. No idea on that. Florida State traditionally, of course, has been a contender in the ACC, so I wouldn't see any reason why they won't be. And Miami's always in contention, it seems like, for a New Year's Day bowl of some sort. In recent years, they were down a little bit, but they've been doing better. So I don't know. We're just trying to figure out where Illinois and what they're going to do here this year. So we'll figure that out starting on Friday with practice, which will be open to the public here while they're up at the intramural fields just up the road from Memorial Stadium. If you didn't get a chance to go to that last year, I think you'll like that setting. Three fields there, and they rotate people around. It works really, really well. All right, to the phones we go, 9:29. Here's Ursula. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, what, is there a statute of limitations? Apparently not, with Cosby still being on the carpet with that situation. But, you know, I'm sure all of us are getting so tired of these private things, dirty laundry being on the air when there's so many problems to be solved and taken care of. I mean, you know, everybody seems to be looking for the worst kind of things that are going on, and that's getting all the attention, when all the good things that people are doing, you know, the things that people are doing are ignored. It's all the extension, you know, attention-getting stuff. When I watch the news, I have to watch the news on the printed part on the bottom of the TV because it's not really the news of that day. And all the channels are repeating the same old thing, and you'd think they'd be more original, smart people like that, that could find other things to talk about than give attention to these women that all should have just said stop and walk out.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Hey, thank you, Ursula.
Yeah. Bye.
Yep, good to hear from you. We've got the news. Tim Dittman in here today. He's been working for Michael Kaiser this week, and Michael's back tomorrow?
Michael's back tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We'll let you do your thing.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk@wdws.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
It was on this day, 1981. This song was number one. Jesse's Girl. There you go. 356-9397 is the phone number. Among other things, on this day, 1972, Senator Thomas Eagleton withdrew as Democratic presidential nominee, Senator George McGovern's vice presidential running mate. 6 days after revealing he'd been hospitalized for psychiatric care, including electroshock treatment. If you have any McGovern-Eagleton signs out there, maybe they're worth a little something, huh? Because they did not last long on the ticket. This day, 1974, John Ehrlichman, President Nixon's former domestic advisor, sentenced to 20 months in prison for his role in the break-in at Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist office. He had leaked Ellsberg had the Pentagon Papers, secret government study about the Vietnam War, to the New York Times. If you've seen the Post movie here recently, you may have seen something about that in that particular movie. You would have, for sure. And this day, 1981, the 50-day-old baseball strike settled, entering the sport's first-ever mid-season work stoppage. This is not the one from 94. This is the one from 1981. And yesterday, 1945, the USS Indianapolis, which had just delivered components of the Hiroshima atomic bomb to a Pacific island, was torpedoed by a Japanese sub. 1,196 men on board. Only 316 survived. Of course, fires, the water, the sharks. Sharks were a big problem. USS Indianapolis. Art Lienerman is one of the 14 remaining survivors. You may have seen that article yesterday. Paul Wood did in the News Gazette. And he'll be a guest at a 69th annual 5th Marine Division reunion in October. So may get a chance to visit with him or some people associated with him when we get closer to that coming up this year. But if you want to go online, you can kind of Google and read about the history of the Indianapolis and all the different campaigns it was used in, the Aleutian Islands campaign, among others, up in Alaska and so forth, before being torpedoed July 30th, near the end of the war, 1945. But very few survivors and just 14 left, and one of them living in Mahomet. Anyway, those are some of the things on Today in History. 356-9397. Got an email here from Tom. He says, I remember the first McDonald's in Champaign-Urbana. It was at Five Points in Urbana, where Walgreens is today. Hamburgers were 15 cents, fries were 10 cents, and I think the shakes were 25 cents. That was in 1959. Tom says, my cousin was the night manager and made $90 a week, and he attended the U of I. We were talking about the Big Mac a little earlier. I don't know, were you Big Mac eaters? I didn't eat a lot of Big Macs, but maybe you did. I mean, obviously, a lot of people did. Another interesting food note. There's a big full-page ad today. Saw this earlier today, USA Today, from the folks that peanut farmers around the country talking about peanut allergies. Southwest Airlines, of course, just recently announced they were going to stop handing out peanuts because of peanut allergies. And they commented in the full-page ad about stopping peanut allergies before they get started, basically. And I looked up an article in USA Today from, I think it was last year, about new research suggesting the method in stopping a peanut allergy, lifelong peanut allergy, is to well feed your baby peanut foods. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, part of the government's National Institute of Health, issued new guidelines. This is back in 2017. They say peanut allergies can be curbed by introducing children to foods that contain it as young as early infancy. The new rules follow scientific research that showed introducing foods with peanuts during infancy can prevent future allergies. They said peanut allergies are a growing health problem with no treatment or cure, usually develops in childhood and remains into adult years. And I'm sure there are. I mean, I'm not doubting it. I have to think real hard about people I know who are allergic to peanuts. And there are some that I know that I just didn't know they were. But obviously it's been a big enough of an issue. You see signs in different restaurants. Hey, this food may be, peanuts are nearby, or there's a warning if you have a peanut allergy. But I just found that interesting as well today. 9:41 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Locally, talks continuing between attorneys only on another property related to the expansion of Central High School. Our newsroom at DWS has been covering this, as well as News Gazette Media. The Bowers family home at 617 West Church, not in Unit 4's critical path, so the family planned to stay, but other properties around them got gobbled up. Residents considered selling to Unit 4. The family's attorney there says communications between him and Unit 4's lawyer have stalled. He wants the family to be able to talk directly to the school board. Board President Chris Kleppel, who will be on with us tomorrow, says that won't be happening, and state law says real estate matters can be discussed in closed session. And just across the street from us here, downtown, a downtown champagne restaurant that attracted residents and Ebertfest celebrities has closed its doors. Sign posted yesterday on Mary Ann's Diner. Thank customers for 14 years of business at that location. The diner's owners could not be reached for comment. Mary Ann's, of course, two other local restaurants at Neil and Kirby in Champaign and on Gregory Street in Urbana. So that's some of the local news here today, 356-9397. Email us, talk@wdws.com. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357. And one other national note, Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy!, talking about his potential retirement and who might replace him. And he mentioned Alex Faust, who does television play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings. So obviously Alex Trebek is an L.A. Kings fan and knew about Alex Faust. And Faust, I guess, responded, said, "Hey, it's not every day I have my name on TMZ." So from one play-by-play guy to another, good luck. Maybe he'll get it. 9:43. We'll take a break. Continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts. What's on your mind today? We're with you for just until 10. We'll have Chris Klepp along with us tomorrow. Had a great day yesterday with Justice Steigman. Appreciate him coming on for the 2 hours yesterday. We'll get him lined up for later on this summer, or closer to fall as well. We'll be into football season here soon. But enjoyed that yesterday as well. We're back with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this timeout. All right, going to be a quick hour here, 9:46. Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397 with you today on this last day of July, July 31, August 1 tomorrow. So make sure you change the calendars, and football season not far away. Hope you'll make a stop before the summer's over and even into fall at the Beef House over in Covington, Indiana. Beef House featuring everything from 8 to 20-ounce ribeyes, petite to extra-large filet mignon, New York strip. That's my go-to one, or a chopped sirloin with grilled onions. You can go that route. Of course, they're famous for that. Beef House featuring everything from 8 to 20-ounce ribeyes. As we mentioned, maybe you like pork. You can get one or two pork chops of barbecued boneless chicken breast, I've had people tell me they love the three-piece pan-fried chicken dinner, just like Mom or Grandma used to make. You'll love that. Now, seafood is not my thing. Closest thing I do seafood is fish sticks, okay? But seafood may be up your alley. Beef House has everything from grilled halibut to shrimp to sea scallops and king crab legs. All of the sides are terrific. I get the baked Idaho potato with lots of butter. They've got a kids menu as well, includes hamburger, chicken tenders. So you got lots of options. Don't be afraid to take the kids. And just hope you'll make that nice drive over I-74. They've been doing it right for 50 or more years, as long as I've been around. And under the guidance of our friends Bob and Bonnie Wright, one of the top family steakhouses in the Midwest. The Beef House, Covington, Indiana, I-74, just across the state line in Indiana. To the phones. Hey, Roy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I don't know if you've been out on the superhighways here lately or not, but have you noticed an increase in big truck traffic in this area?
You know, I haven't paid that much attention, but you've noticed it, obviously.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, you go for a drive, well, just about anywhere, and man, the trucks, maybe there's a trucker listening saying, yeah. Our business has increased. I don't know why, but boy, there's a lot of trucks on the highway.
Hmm. Now, tend to be more trucks certain days of the week than others?
At weekends, not too bad, but yeah. During the week, man, it's a lot of trucks.
Hmm. Wow, and just on all the interstates you've been on?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. No, that's a good question. I haven't noticed it in particular, but that doesn't mean it's not happening, so...
Yeah.
Well, see.
I just thought I'd throw it out there. Thought maybe some of your listeners might say, yeah, this is what's happening because the railroad just doesn't seem to be getting the business anymore.
Hmm. More and more trucks. Okay. Well, thank you, Roy.
Thanks.
We'll see what people think. 356-9397. You noticed that? And I try to remember. I remember I used to think about a lot of things as a kid, but I always wondered, are there more truckers on Mondays or Tuesdays? Or does the day of the week, I mean, is there a shipping schedule, a driving schedule that's more more common than others? I don't know. But Roy's obviously noticed them out there. They seem to be bigger in number. So maybe you have too, or maybe you're a trucker. You can tell us what that's about. By the way, I mentioned the Alex Trebek story. One other name that came up, attorney Laura Coates. Was another name. He said she's African-American. She appears on some of the cable news shows from time to time as a potential replacement for him down the line as far as his role on Jeopardy. Let's see here. What else is going on? I mentioned some of the Today in History notes. There's also a couple of interesting things in regards to the USS Indianapolis, going back to that here for a moment, that I came across the number of men who perished as a result of that torpedo attack on the Indianapolis. We talked about that and the anniversary of it yesterday. Part of it had to do with sharks. There was a 2007 episode of the Discovery Channel during Shark Week called Ocean of Fear. They say it stated that the sinking of the Indianapolis resulted in the most shark attacks on humans in history and attributed the attacks to the oceanic white-tip shark species. And they say tiger sharks might have also killed some of the sailors. The same show attributed most of the deaths on the Indianapolis to exposure, salt poisoning, and thirst, with the dead being dragged off by sharks. And part of the issue with the Indianapolis was the fact that Navy Command did not know of the ship sinking until survivors were spotted 3.5 days later. So that was part of the problem, and there were some, I guess, recriminations or whatever for that. There was a court-martial of Captain McVeigh, who had commanded the Indianapolis since November of 44. He survived the sinking, was among those rescued days later. In November of 45, he was court-martialed and convicted of hazarding his ship by failing to zigzag. Several aspects, though, of the court-martial were controversial. There was evidence the Navy itself had placed the ship in harm's way. and McVeigh was not informed that a Japanese submarine was operating in the vicinity of his route from Guam. So anyway, that's some of the story there. Also, a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Good morning, Brian. I see the University of Illinois football team new uniforms. They look exactly like Syracuse. Now, why is that? It is a pretty, I don't know about exactly like Syracuse, but it is a pretty simplified look. And I know the players have some input on game day as to what they want to wear. The captains and the different team members and so forth and the coaches, they all kind of get their input on what they want to wear game to game. But, yeah, the new uniforms, if you've seen some of the posters or pocket schedules around, very clean, very simple look. Representing the University of Illinois, this texter, though, says, hey, they look a lot like Syracuse. We'll take a break. Come back with more, man. This is going fast. 9:53 on the money comes your way after the news at 10. Back with more Penny after this timeout. 9:56, headed for 10 o'clock, and the news here at the top of the hour, and then on the money with Paul Rudy and his team. By the way, just a little further more into the sinking of the Indianapolis, the history of that, of course, July 30, 1945. 1996, the sixth grade student began his research on the sinking of the Indianapolis for a class history project. Eventually, that assignment led to a U.S. congressional investigation. In October of 2000, the United States Congress passed a resolution that Captain McVeigh's record should state he is exonerated for the loss of the Indianapolis. Bill Clinton signed the resolution. In July of 2001, the United States Secretary of the Navy ordered McVeigh's official Navy record cleared of all wrongdoing. So if you read about that, just go online. Some of the story of the Indianapolis. Maybe we can talk about that a little later in the year as we get closer to Veterans Day. A couple of things you may have missed in the news. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I want to remind you about the friends at Woods Basement Systems, founded in 1986 by Rick and Anna Lee Woods, 25 years since the company was founded, more than that today, with a 16,000-square-foot facility, a 20-acre property for their production teams, dozens of community and industry honors. And they would like to tell you, if you have any kind of cracks issues, foundation walls of your home, basement crawl spaces, what's lurking in there? Well, mold, pests of all types and smells, especially now that the air conditioner's on quite a bit. Call this area's highest rated, most reviewed contractor, Woods Basement Systems. Crawl space wall cracks, let water leak into your crawl space. That water gets trapped on top of the vapor barrier, too, and it evaporates up and into your home, and mold loves that. I can't explain that better than they can, but you can call them at 888-935-4333, 888-935-4333, and to go to woodsbasementsystems.com. From Dave, he says, the railroads have more business than they have people to handle the business. Most railroads have a large hiring and training program going on, so if there are more trucks on the road, it is because of more business. And Dave says the trucking business is also having trouble finding enough qualified drivers. And I saw this note. Romance can be tricky. Should a man offer to pay the bill, or will that offend a woman? Should he hold the door for her, or will she find that insulting? Research at Iowa State University says that women still like having the door open for them. They say women discuss in the study the perceived warmth, attractiveness, willingness to protect, provide, and commit, as well as patronizing and undermining behavior. We still find, it said in the study, these men more attractive because these behaviors signal a willingness to protect, provide, and commit. That was a study done at Iowa State. And Dubai police say they've recovered a rare $20 million blue diamond stolen from a company's vault and smuggled to Sri Lanka inside a pair of sneakers and a shoebox. They said the guard with the money transfer company secreted the diamond out of the vault May 25th and passed it off to a relative who smuggled it out of the country. They did 100 interviews and review of thousands of hours of footage, some showing the theft in progress. Police say they were able to pinpoint the suspect. That sounds like a Bond movie or something, doesn't it? All right, that's it for me. That's in case you missed it. Glad you were with us today. Glad you didn't miss us. And we'll be back tomorrow on WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.